the third decad, wives and mothers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus says, Oh, what a sweet comfort for man is the woman who is able to love him with such perfection that he can convey all his thoughts to her and be sure they are understood, and he will find consolation. The wife at home must obey, respect, console, and help her husband. She is to be obedient, providing her obedience does not comply consent to sin. Let the wife be patient and motherly with her husband. Let her consider him as the first of her children, because a wife is always a mother, and man is always in need of a patient, prudent, affectionate, comforting mother. Blessed is the woman who knows how to be the companion and at the same time the mother of her husband, to support him, and how to be his daughter, to be guided by him. When a passion separates your husbands from you, learn how to win them back through your virtue, just as you conquered them in your youth through your beauty. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary comments on Joseph's trust in God, leaving their home and possessions in Nazareth to journey to Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus. She says, I wish to draw the attention of wives to one point. Too many marriages break up through the fault of women who do not possess that love which is everything, kindness, pity, and solace for their husbands. The physical suffering that lies heavy on women does not lie heavily on men, but all the moral worries do, necessities of work, decisions to be taken, responsibilities before the established authorities, and one's own family. Oh, how much comfort he needs! To love is to satisfy him whom we love, beyond senses and utility, giving him the help he needs so that he may always be able to keep his wings open in the skies of hope and peace. Trust summarizes the theological virtues. Whoever trusts has faith. Whoever trusts hopes. Whoever trusts loves. When we love, we hope, we believe in a person, we trust. Otherwise, we do not. God deserves our trust, and if we trust poor men who may fail, why should we not trust God, who can never fail? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Following Maria Valtorta's description of the death of Joseph, Jesus says, I exhort all wives who are tortured by pain to imitate Mary in her widowhood, to be united to Jesus. Mary loved Joseph deeply, and she devoted 30 years of faithful life to him. Joseph was her father, her spouse, her brother, her friend, her protector. Now she felt as lonely as the shoot of a vine when the tree to which it is tied is cut down. It was as if her house had been struck by thunder. It was splitting. Before, it was a unit in which the members supported one another, and now the main wall was missing. The will of the Eternal Father, who had asked her to be a spouse and a mother, was now imposing widowhood and separation from her creature upon her. But Mary utters, shedding tears, one of her most sublime remarks, "Yes, yes, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." And to have enough strength for that hour, she drew close to me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary says, "It is the heart that loves." As in a mother, the heart of her child is formed, first of all, in her womb. So in those who bear God in the world, the heart of their Lord is formed, first of all. When it beats within you, Jesus has already been born in you. He speaks to you, caresses you, and brings you the Father and the Spirit. For where one is, the other two are not lacking. You are therefore a heaven in which the wonders of God are worked. And Jesus says, "A woman has everything in her children. They are a joy, a royal crown, for the cheerful hours when she is really the queen of the house and of her husband. And they are a balm in sorrowful hours when betrayal or other grievous experiences of married life scourge her forehead and above all pierce her heart. Your children, your innocent ones, look at you. They study you. They understand more than you think, and they mould their spirits according to what they see and understand. And let the woman be a mother, who is the friend as well as the sister of her sons and daughters, and who, above all and in everything, is an example. She must watch over her sons and daughters, correcting them gently, supporting them, making them ponder, and all that without preferences, because the children were all born of the same seed and of the same womb. And if it is natural that good children are well liked because of the joy they give, it is also fair that children who are not good should be loved as well, although with sorrowful love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary says, when a mother's heart is asked to renounce her creature, she will resent and struggle against the separation. It is natural. A child grows in our womb. And even if the umbilical cord is cut, there is a nerve that always remains. It is a spiritual nerve, more lively and sensitive than a physical one, and the mother feels it stretching, even to exceedingly severe pangs of pain, if the love of God or of a creature, or the need of the country, takes her child away from her. And it breaks, tearing her heart, if death snatches her child from her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus explains to his apostles how women differ from men. Woman has one aim only, love. Man has a different formation. Woman has this sensitive one, which is even more perfect because its purpose is procreation. God had therefore gifted her with a most sensitive spirit, so that one day as a mother, she could and would know how to open the eyes of the hearts of her children to the love for God and for their fellow creatures. Just as man would open the eyes of intelligence of his children to understanding and acting. Consider the command of God to himself. Let us make a helpmate for Adam. He who is good loves. Adam's helpmate, therefore, was to be able to love, to succeed in making Adam's day happy in the blissful garden. She was to be so capable of loving as to be the second collaborator and substitute of God in loving man, his creature. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Man is never very strong in suffering. Women, instead, enjoy the true kingliness of being able to suffer. Teach men, supporting them in the hours of fear, discouragement, tears, tiredness and bloodshed. And you, my male friends, endeavour to acquire the humility and firmness of women. Above all, learn from them how to love, to believe, and to suffer for the Lord. Because I solemnly tell you that they, the weak ones, will become the strongest in faith, in love, in daring, in sacrificing themselves for their Master. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus talks to a woman grieving for her son, whom Jesus dispossessed of a demon, but who now is worse than before. He says, "You are not responsible for his error, and for your own relief you must know that you can bring about his salvation. The ruin of sons can be repaired by mothers, and that is what you will do. Your grief, since it is sincere, is not sterile, it is prolific. The soul you love will be saved through your suffering. You are expiating for him, and with such righteous intention, you are the indulgence of your son. He will go back to God. Do not weep. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says to an unmarried and childless Maria Valtorta, "Soul of mine, with your love fused to mine, you have given birth to children. All those who have known me or known me better through your active love are children you have given me. You will meet them one day and rejoice. I regard you as a strong woman in the biblical sense of the word. Oh, how restful it is for me to have hearts like yours. You generous ones who are able to love, give this rest to the eternal beggar who goes on asking for love and receives only indifference and offences. Give it to me, Maria. If you had the wings of an angel, you would always rise less swiftly than you do with the wings of generous love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria Valtorta describes an eerie light descending on Calvary as Jesus is dying on the cross. It is in this frightening twilight that Jesus gives John to Mary and Mary to John. He lowers his head because the mother has gone closer to the cross to see him better, and he says, "Woman, this is your son. Son, this is your mother." In his commentary to Maria on the crucifixion, Jesus says, "The love of a mother is the love of loves, after that of God. That is why on the cross I gave you to my mother, because you were unformed or just born, and a mother's breast was needed for you." Motherhood, when rightly understood, is a peak of love. warmer than the love uniting the children of a single cradle, chaster than the love joining the flesh of two. Maternal love, when just, is the complete, perfect, and highest love among the loves of the earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.